Today on the Villigator Daily Thoughts, we've got the NRA convention coming up right here in my almost hometown of Dallas. We've got some very sad news for the Republican Party. I don't know if the GOP can survive. A noted Republican is leaving the Grand Ole Party. I was looking at some of the analytics for this podcast, the new place that's hosting them, Castos, and pretty good listenership. 300 for one episode, for a couple over 400. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Hope to grow that listenership and get filthy rich doing this. Just kidding. Although I would take getting filthy rich. But hopefully the message gets out there. I think the more voices we have on the conservative side of things, the better for the country, frankly. And I think I do have a unique voice. Because I'm not a political person. I'm not an inside the beltway pinhead. I'm not married to politics. In fact, I loathe politics because of politicians. I like ideals. I like principles. And that's what I'm about. And that's what this podcast is about. And hopefully about being entertaining too. Now, I've got to start with the bad news. The GOP may be dead, folks. I don't know that this double blow of damnation of the GOP, I don't know if we can sustain ourselves anymore. First, the horrific news months ago that rock-solid conservative, Joe Scarborough, was leaving the Republican Party. Apparently, Minka told him he had to, or he could never get his balls out of the jar that are on her desk. And my question, first question, when Joe Scarborough said I'm no longer can be a Republican, my first question was, when the hell were you ever a Republican, Joe? You were a congressman for maybe one term. He came in during the Gingrich evolution, and I think in 94 you won the seat in Florida, and you pretended to be conservative for a while till it didn't benefit you politically, or not politically, but income-wise, and now you're basically licking Minka's boots and Mika Brzezinski, of course, is co-host on Morning Joe. I call it Morning Blow because it makes you want to blow chunks if you watch. Typical MSNBS stuff. But the worst news is that John Kasich says the party left him, paraphrasing Ronald Reagan, who, unlike Kasich, actually had some principles, had some ideological testicular fortitude, let's say, and didn't have a face you just want to punch. Let's face it, Scarborough and Kasich are alike in that way. Some people just have that face. You just want to punch them. It's mean. Little kids probably want to. But John Kasich, again, has stopped pretending to be conservative because he thinks it benefits him politically. Maybe he's trying to get some publicity. Who knows? But this is what he said via Megan Vasquez at CNN. Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich expressed frustration with the current state of the Republican and Democratic Party Sunday amid rumors that he could pursue a 2020 presidential run. John, I know you're no longer a Republican. please, God, don't put us through the 2020 version of your boring, lame, ideologically soulless campaign. You are boring, John. You're not exciting. You're not a conservative. Now, Kasich did say he's still a Republican. I didn't leave the Republican Party. The Republican Party left me, he said. If the party, quote, left you, then you're no longer a Republican. I mean, Reagan, when he said the Democratic Party left me, I didn't leave it, he became a Republican. So you can become independent, you can become a Democrat, you can form a new party, the Boring White Guy Party, the BWG. That would be perfect for you, Mr. Kasich. Kasich went on to say in Ohio, his state, they have balanced budget surplus and we're up 500,000 jobs. And then people say, well, Kasich's not a conservative. What does that mean? It means you're not a conservative, Mr. Kasich. And that's great, you're up 500,000 jobs. Look, I think Kasich would have been a better president than Hillary Clinton. Of course, I'm looking at a can of CLP. It's a gun lubricant and protectant and cleaner. I clean my firearms with after I go to the range. That bottle, that can, a aerosol can of CLP would be a better president than Hillary Clinton. My dog would be a better president than Hillary Clinton. What I wiped up from accidentally stepping in something in the yard this morning while taking the trash out to the curb would be a better president than Hillary Clinton. And probably have more moral character. Hillary Clinton's the bottom of the barrel. So to say, well, this Republican would have been better. Yeah, any of the 2,900 Republicans that ran last time would have been better than Hillary. That ain't saying much. Okay, it's a pretty low bar. But Kasich went on saying, we should care about people from top to bottom, not just those at the top, but everybody. I can bring that party back. That's what I'm going to do in one way or another. Darn golly gee willikers. Come on, Lassie. Look, Governor Kasich, just shut up and go away. The idea that the Republican Party doesn't care about people, the idea that conservatives don't care about the party, or excuse me, care about people, is asinine. That's Democratic rhetoric. Now, you may, Mr. Kasich, not ever become an official Democrat. But you're not a Republican anymore. In fact, you haven't been for a long time because it doesn't benefit you politically. And that's, remember what I said in the beginning, folks, when I hate politics because I hate politicians? I'll take a prostitute over a politician any time because they're both going to screw you, but at least a prostitute, you'll get something out of the experience. Hopefully something you don't have to get shots for. So Kasich's gone. Scarborough's gone. Can we please get rid of Karl Rove now? Can we just get rid of that idiot and his whiteboard? Can't we just get rid of him? See ya. Bye, Carl. You go too. Now, as I said in the beginning, the NRA is having its convention here in Dallas, Texas. I live a little ways outside of Dallas. I'm not going to tell you the city because some leftist might come try to attack me or something. So, I doubt that would ever happen, but you know, these leftists are pretty crazy. They have temper issues. They're always screaming and ranting and raving and foaming at the mouth talking about how angry the right is. You want to see angry? You want to see degenerate? You want to see borderline psychotic? Look in the mirror, leftists. It's you. You're the people with the issues. But the NRA is having its convention in Dallas. Got a new job coming up. I don't know if I'm going to be working or not. Hopefully, I'm off to go at least one day. I'd like to meet some people, check out the exhibits. It'd be really cool, and I wouldn't have to travel to do it. It'd be great. But Mike Pence, who is the vice president, is going to be speaking at the NRA convention. This, of course, has irritated leftists because, well, they're pretty much perpetually bitter and angry and pissed off anyway. But the kids of Parkland, excuse me, not the kids of Parkland, because I don't speak for all the Parkland students, the would-be totalitarians, like a David Hogg, for instance, he's demanding him and his 7-inch biceps are demanding, I say, that Mike Pence not speak at the NRA convention and that no politician has anything to do with the NRA. Excuse me, Mr. Hogg, you're 18 now, so you're an adult. I can tell you this. Why don't you go intercourse yourself? Okay? You smart, smart, swarmy, smart-mouthed little punk. And yes, I'm criticizing him because he is trying to trample my Second Amendment rights. And when you screw with my rights, I'm going to come after you verbally. Okay? You say the NRA has blood on its hands. I'm an NRA member, so I must have blood on my hands. No, I don't, Mr. Hogg. I don't. What you have is venom in your rhetoric and lies in your rhetoric because basically you're a leftist talking point, talking head who wants to get a career out of this. You already got a book deal, you and your little sister. So, hey, good for you. I hope someone, whoever wrote it for you, did a good job. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be full of the same left-wing lies. Because you're a gun control activist. Victor Morton, writing at the Washington Times, it's kind of like the Washington Post, but actually a real paper. He, Mr. Hogg, that is, wants to stop elected politicians from speaking to the National Rifle Association. So he hates the First Amendment as well as the Second Amendment now. What a totalitarian starter kit you are, Mr. Hogg. In a tweet Sunday, Mr. Hogg noted he had signed a MoveOn.org petition to demand Mike Pence cancel his speech to the NRA convention on May the 4th. Why would he not speak? Why shouldn't he speak? That's amazing to me. The tweet to Mr. Hogg's 777,000 Twitter followers links to a petition that makes a similar demand of Nick Ayers, the vice president's chief of staff. It was unclear whether the threat from Mrs. Hogg. I'm sorry. This is Mr. Hogg. The face may fool you. It's a bit effeminate. But Mr. Hogg and his 7-inch biceps, that his followers would discourage the vice president from going to the Dallas meeting. Mr. Hogg was able to use his Twitter following last month to force dozens of companies to pull advertising for Laura Ingraham's show after she taunted Mr. Hogg about his college rejections. Really, I'm not the biggest Laura Ingraham fan, but she didn't taunt him. She simply pointed out some facts. And she sniped back the little sniper that Mr. Hogg is, a little verbal sniper. Now, he later, Mr. Hogg, less successfully, sadly for him, made an effort to sic his Twitter followers on investment banks who manage stock holdings in a company that makes Smith & Wesson handguns. Yeah, good luck with that, Mr. Hogg. It's not going to happen, but the left's going to keep trying because that's a new backdoor way to gun control. And his fellow Parkland totalitarian starter kit, less famous but equally obnoxious, is Cameron Caskey. He's upset. He's angry. He's irritated, agitated, pissed off, something. He's, according to Mashable, a piece by Marcus Gilmer, the National Rifle Association is again incurring the wrath of the survivors of the Parkland school shooting. Let me correct that for you. Some, a handful. I know that there are people who survived it who have said, no, they're not for gun control. They're not against the NRA. They support the Second Amendment. So to say the NRA is incurring the wrath of all the survivors is wrong, Marcus Gilmer. Okay? Journalism 101, just report facts as facts. Don't try to take something else and spin it. These survivors, or excuse me, the NRA has announced that guns will be banned at an upcoming convention here in Dallas because Vice President Mike Pence will be in attendance. Well, yeah, he's the vice president. The Secret Service has rules. You can't go strapped to watch the president or vice president speak. Now, they're trying to use this. The would-be totalitarians are trying to use this to say, see, the NRA is not. They don't think guns make people safe. They're hypocrites. No, geniuses. Because the vice president is there speaking, the Secret Service has rules. So before Mike Pence speaks, after he speaks, guns will be allowed. Because the NRA allows people with legitimate CHL permits to carry at the NRA convention. They always have, as far as I know, in recent memory anyway. They don't ban guns. They don't ban because they're not afraid of firearms. They're not hoplophobic little people like David Hogg and Cameron Caskey are. Now, the NRA rightly said the U.S. Secret Service demanded the gun ban due to Pence's appearance. That kicks off Friday, May 4th. The ban was implemented before the White House announced on Monday morning that President Trump would also attend. In a statement, the NRA said, due to the attendance of the Vice President of the United States, the U.S. Secret Service will be responsible for event security at the NRA/ILA Leadership Forum. As a result, firearms and firearm accessories, knives, weapons, etc. of any kind will be prohibited in the forum prior to and during his attendance. The move isn't without precedent, the article points out. The same ban was put in place last year in Atlanta when Trump spoke, President Trump. Of course, the Parkland survivors and their little sheep-like followers went to Twitter and, oh, shit, they're hypocrites. They're hypocrites. They don't think guns make you safe. They know guns make us less safe. They want to give everybody guns except me. Blah, blah, blah. Shut up. Shut up. Cameron Caskey even took to Twitter saying the NRA has evolved into such a hilarious parody of itself. Look in the mirror before you say that, Mr. Caskey. Fred Gutenberg, who lost a child at Parkland, wrote, on so many levels, this is enlightening. According to the NRA, we should want everyone to have weapons when we are in public. Stop right there. Deepest sympathies for your loss, Mr. Gutenberg. It is a unspeakable horror what you had to go through. But stop perpetuating the lie that the NRA wants everyone to have weapons everywhere. Stop it. Be informed before you speak. Okay, this is a very serious issue because you're talking about constitutionally protected, God-given natural rights. That's a big deal. And if you're parroting stuff that isn't true, you're not helping anybody. Not your side, not my side, not anyone's side. You're not helping anybody in any way, shape, form, or fashion. He continued, but when they put on a convention, the weapons are a concern. I thought giving everyone a gun was to enhance safety. Am I missing something? Yes, again, Mr. Gutenberg, you're missing reality. The March for Lives strategist and MSD grad, Matt Deesh, whose sibling Ryan and Samantha are survivors of the shooting, he chimed in as well. He wrote, wait, okay, you've used the word wait enough, stop it. Wait, you're telling me to make the VP safe, there aren't any weapons around, but when it comes to children, they want guns everywhere? Again, no one wants guns everywhere, you idiot. Secondly, to say there won't be guns around, the Secret Service is there, plus local law enforcement. Guess what they have, Mr. Deesh? They have guns. They have firearms. If you don't believe me, take a run at the president or vice president sometime, or a member of their family, and see how quickly the Secret Service draws a firearm to stop you. You idiot. Excuse my French. And no, I'm not seriously wanting him to go attack somebody protected by the Secret Service. But I'm saying, why do you lie? We know why you lie, Mr. Deesh. You're a leftist. Leftists find the truth meaningless because it doesn't suit them. The leftists, like Mr. Deesh, are completely and absolutely completely driven by what? The ends justifying the means. So lying is okay for them if it gets them their ends. And in this case, their end is destroying the Second Amendment. Then he accuses, of course, the NRA of not wanting to protect kids. Just stop. Stop. Even David Hogg took time out from his bicep work. I think he was curling with some sewing thread or something. Bringing up the Russian-funded groups while he's in Dallas, directing this at the president. He tweeted to the president, meeting any other Russian-funded groups while you're in Dallas, perpetuating the myth that the NRA is funded by Russians. The fact is they're American citizens. Let me repeat that. American citizens who also are protected by the Second Amendment who live in Russia. When you live abroad but you're still an American citizen, you're still an American, therefore you're still protected by the Constitution, Mr. Hogg. And some of these people are NRA members and they send dues and join and renew their membership. Really not that hard to figure out, Mr. Hogg. Really not that hard. Besides, you should know by now, I think everyone kind of knows, the left's finally started to admit that the whole Russia thing, Russiagate, Russia, 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 is kind of like, it's kind of like Mr. Hogg's biceps or masculinity. There's just no there, there. Now, the story, Mashable, again, gets it straight. Hats off to Mr. Gilmer in this part when he wrote, other than during Pence's appearance, and presumably Trump's appearance, firearms will be allowed at the rest of the NRA convention and at the hotel. We've reached out to the NRA for further statements and to confirm the gun ban at Trump's appearance. Well, of course, it'll be the same thing. He's the president. You don't have to reach out to figure that one out. It's like trying to reach out to somebody and ask if they like mashed potatoes with gravy better than without gravy. Duh. And that, my friends, is that story. And that is the end of this podcast. Quick, simple, easy, and hopefully irritating to everyone on the left that listened. Except those people on the left who actually want to actually listen and absorb some things. And please, I said the NRA doesn't want guns everywhere for everybody. Fact check me. If you don't believe me and you're on the left, just do a little independent research. Google, Bing, Yahoo, search engines, internet. Look at what the NRA has done for security, for background checks. Look at their mission statement. Look at what they want. You won't find anywhere where the NRA is for everyone having guns everywhere. It's a ludicrous statement. And my friends, that is it for me. Until next time, good night, good afternoon, good morning. Whenever you listen, I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the support of the blog. Doing very, very well this month. May set a record for hits in a month. I have to look back through the 10 years I've been doing this. But I appreciate it very much. If you're left, you just ain't right. And as always, go Gators. Y'all have a good one until I talk to you again.